What do you need to tell me, Elvis?
It's about Kimon.
Oh, I see. Well, he's been a lot of trouble, but we've been taking steps to get things with him under control. And he's either soon not going to be with us, or he's going to be wearing a cog helmet.
Oh, you pitched that to him?
He's been handed the paperwork, but he's naturally dragging his feet on it. Whatever he's doing, it's not going to be a problem for too much longer.
Okay, well, the thing I need to tell you is that Kimon came to me with a lead, and then he told me that he wanted me to take credit for it.
I see. Was there something wrong with the lead?
Yes, he won't attribute where he got it from. I'm afraid that maybe he's trying to cover for someone or something.
What was the lead, exactly?
He had me look into a ship's captain. Kimon says that he got word that this guy might be smuggling weapons, but he won't say where the word came from.
Okay, which part of it was fishy, aside from not knowing where it came from?
But that's the whole part. I mean, he wouldn't say where it came from.
Did you look into the captain?
I did. And he had connections to, like, every country the U.S. is considered an enemy, and a bunch of flags in this database about showing gang affiliations and stuff, but he doesn't have any arrests.
Okay, so Kimon asked you to look into someone who's probably been investigated as a criminal by every agency in the U.S., because I assume that, like, is he here right now in Jerseydelphia?
Yes, he's here in port right now.
Okay, so Kimon asked you to look into a guy with the word criminal tattooed on his forehead, but Kimon wouldn't reveal his source to you as to how he sniffed that guy out.
Doesn't it seem weird that he won't say, but he wants me to take credit for the find?
Hold on a second. I get out my phone. Flux, what was this captain's name?
Captain Gway?
Okay, I call Jack Springley.
Springley answers. Hello, Jack Springley.
Hey, Jack, this is Lowry. Freeze frame. I was wondering, do you know anything about Captain Gway?
Oh, yeah, turtle guy. Basically everybody in the agency knows Gway. Do you spot him?
Yeah, we caught his scent.
Okay, well, let me know how that goes. We've been keeping an eye on him on and off for decades. Us and the CIA, we're constantly tripping over each other trying to catch him doing something, but we figure the guy must have deep support in a lot of places. Sometimes we get an informant on him and they just go missing. So if you're planning an operation, you haven't talked to anybody else, have you?
No, we're only just now looking at him.
Okay, well, don't tell anyone anything. I'm convinced that double agents are tipping him off to every investigation that gets near him. Also, don't let your guard down. Rumor is he eats people that make him angry.
Okay. That's probably an exaggeration, but thank you. I guess we'll work independently on it.
Well, good luck. There's nothing more frustrating than blowing your whole budget on Captain Gway, only for him to not do anything illegal while you're looking.
You never see anything weird with him financially? He's just doing crime for ages and not getting paid?
We think he's got to have some ideological reason he does what he does, but I couldn't tell you who he really works for.
Well, I think that sums it up. Thanks for the info. Talk to you later, Jack. All right, Elvis. So Kimon informed you about a supervillain that is well-known, probably very active, in our city presently, and that the FBI is on a first-name basis with in terms of concerns. And I get that Kimon...
Well, he made it seem so shady. If everybody knows, I don't know why he didn't say.
Okay. I get that Kimon fosters a lot of distrust, but I think in this case, it's fair that whoever tipped Kimon off is kind of irrelevant. I mean, if I'd known that I was looking out for this guy, I probably could have asked you to look into it. My guess is that Kimon heard that Gway was in town and asked you to look at it. Right? I mean, there wasn't anything else weird about how Kimon approached you. Or did he ask you to do anything else?
He asked me to lie for him. To lie about where the information came from.
You know what? Maybe I'm underestimating exactly how duplicitous Kimon must have made this feel. Flux, you shouldn't feel pressured to lie or fake your performance. You're doing perfectly well on your own, and you don't need Kimon to fluff up your record on anything. My guess is that Kimon was just trying to make himself feel superior to you by offering a no-brainer lead that a chimpanzee could have stumbled into.
He could have just explained who Captain Gway was and how easy this was, and I would have been fine, but he asked me to lie.
Right, and I'm glad that you didn't lie. We expect better from our organization's superheroes, and you're living to that code, so I appreciate it. But anyway, I'm aware of it, and we're getting Kimon under control. Did Kimon want to do anything about Captain Gway?
Just, he talked about surveillance, I guess, to check if he was smuggling something for Mercury.
Well, we're compartmentalized enough that maybe we are the only ones who can catch Captain Gway in something illegal. You know, I hate to agree with Kimon, but when everyone and their pet goldfish is saying a dude is too fishy, you probably ought to check if he's a fish. The goldfish would know, you know.
Just so long as everyone knows what really happened.
Not to worry, Elvis. I hear you loud and clear, and I understand your concerns.
Thank you. for hearing me out.
Paul, meanwhile back at Nicholas's apartment, he's got a decent idea of how he's going to set up this bug you want to install on Lowry's computer. He's got a few design ideas and sketches laid out. He tells you, "All right, so I have some candidates. The thing I need from you now is to know what kind of computer we're going to be installing this in. A lot of designs are similar, but if I know exactly what I'm working with, then we'll get best results."
"All right, sounds good, Nicholas. I'll get that for you after I go in tomorrow morning."
And speaking of that next day, I take it that, Paul, you go straight to Lowry to report.
"Come on. All right. Elvis has told me about your Captain Gway person. We're going to have a meeting about it in one of the conference rooms downstairs."
"A meeting?"
"Yes, to draw up a battle plan."
"Oh, all right."
"Yeah, so if you hadn't had coffee or breakfast, grab some and take it to the conference room."
"Are you kidding? Breakfast here is like $20 for 2 strips of bacon."
"You also get eggs and some orange juice."
"That's not worth $20.
"They say the bacon is Applewood smoked."
"All right, it's like the mildest kind of way to smoke anything. Applewood has no flavor. That's the point of it."
"Oh, whatever. I don't
care." "All they do is add liquid smoke flavoring before they put it in a plastic bag. They have Applewood smoked bacon at the grocery store. It's not $20 at the grocery store."
"I don't care about this, or even if you get breakfast. Get it or don't. I don't care. And is this, by the way, the big lead that you were making me wait for? That you noticed a man named Captain Criminal might be doing something criminal?"
"I'm sorry, Lowry. Were you aware of Captain Criminal before I brought him up to Flux? Because, boy, that would really suck if Unstoppable Industries couldn't even keep track of a dude with a law enforcement target painted in neon lights on his shell."
"It's not worth waiting for, is the point."
"You haven't even started, you Neanderthal. We'll go over it during the meeting."
"I guess we will. But I expect to hear something amazing."
"Okay, before I go down, get a quick glance at Lowry's computer, try to figure out what model it is so I can tell Nicholas."
You've got your super senses, and Lowry's computer is sitting out on a table in his suite. So you make a mental note, maybe scribble down whatever you could see on a little note paper you grab from the front desk. Then the three of you convene in the conference room. But as far as I know, none of you have actually prepared for a meeting like this in any way.
"All right, everybody, thank you for coming. To begin with, I'd like to thank everybody for being here. It is great to have you this early morning. I understand that Kimon has discovered what he believes to be some kind of breakthrough, but after the stroke of a computer key, we discovered it's a criminal on pretty much everyone's radar. We can assume that he's being watched, but Kimon has the details. So, Kimon."
"What, me already? Why are we meeting in a conference room? I thought you asked Flux to prepare something."
"This is your big lead. Are you not prepared?"
"Yes, I did not have anything to do with it." "You sure didn't! Is there a dry erase board?"
"Yes, there's a board hanging on one of the walls with some markers for it."
"Well, then I start drawing a turtle on the board." "Yeah, so... Captain Gway."
"Paul, are you trying to draw a turtle?"
"Do you want visual aids or not? We're in the conference room. Let's at least try to justify it."
"For someone with super senses, I thought you'd be a lot better at artwork."
"I have super eyes. That's different than having an eye for art. I don't spend a lot of time drawing, so you're gonna have to understand this little guy here, he's a giant turtle man."
"Okay, fine. That's Captain Gway."
"Hold on, he needs a pirate hat."
"Is he a pirate? Does he do piracy?"
"I don't know how else to demonstrate he's the captain of a boat."
"I don't think the hat is necessary. Oh my god, I get out my computer, go online, and tell an AI to generate a picture of a turtle that's a captain."
"You get... like, it's possible to tell what you wanted. It's a turtle in a pirate hat standing awkwardly on top of a scimitar. It's got that weird, almost plasticine look that AI tends to give everything by default."
"There, we have a picture of a turtle with a pirate hat. See, everybody? Ooh."
"I was already done with mine."
"Well, I've got it up now, and if we need any more visual aids, I can do it."
"Okay, this is Captain Gway. I believe that he's smuggling weapons for Mercury."
"Yes, and..."
"Well, tell the thing to draw a turtle smuggling surface-to-air missiles."
"Okay, fine."
The machine displays a completely different turtle, the pirate hat is gone now, and he's putting Sam I Am from Green Eggs and Ham into a sack.
"It lost his hat!"
"But we understand he's a pirate already, okay? He's smuggling... Sams, I think is what we got. We get
it. How do we know he's a captain without the hat?"
"We've established that he's a captain. Let's move on."
"Fine. So it's my understanding that Gway, who may or may not at this point be a captain, is smuggling weaponized Dr. Seuss characters on behalf of Mercury."
"Please try to take this seriously."
"It's very serious! The possibly Captain Gway has thus far eluded capture by the authorities in spite of his obvious likelihood of being a criminal. And this has to mean a few things. First, he's careful. Second, he's ruthless. He's not making any obvious cash transactions. His communications are strategic. And we can assume that if anyone steps out of line, they're likely at the bottom of the Mariana Trench. I don't suppose you could have your computer provide a visual aid for that."
"A turtle throwing a man into the Mariana Trench."
"Or I can draw it. I'll make sure the trench is really deep."
"Okay, no. Give the machine a second."
The machine shows a turtle with a scimitar, again wearing a pirate hat this time, forcing a man to walk the plank. The man is also 2 sizes too big, and the water looks really goopy.
Good, he's a captain again.
Yes, thank you. He's a captain whether he's got the hat or not.
See, I was worried he got court-martialed because of all the crime.
Please move on.
Yeah, so if we're going to pin this guy and associate him with Mercury, it's going to take some actual super work. We need to get on board the ship, follow the operations, and wait for them to commit a crime. However, we have neither the time, and these days generally not the patience, to carefully infiltrate the organization. If Gwei's people are pretty confident they'll end up dead, it'll be a tough road to get them to flip. And if the FBI and CIA are both watching him but haven't dug up anything, it's also pretty likely that Gwei has sources inside those organizations that let him know when it is and isn't safe to commit crimes.
I could call up Jack and ask if he's currently looking at the guy.
Don't do that! If someone is keeping an eye out for the captain and tipping him off, then prodding at his profile might make him clam up. Probably what happens is he goes quiet when he's being watched, those organizations wind up wasting a whole bunch of money watching him do nothing, and he doesn't move again until he gets the all clear. Pretty fitting for a turtle, if you think about it.
Alright, so you're proposing that we do our own expensive surveillance.
Basically, yes, we commit to doing our jobs.
Predicated on what?
Well, Gwei's people don't give anything concrete, and it costs a lot of money for ordinary people to listen into conversations around the docks. But the word on loose lips is that Gwei is headed in the direction of Canada on an errand for Mercury. So we don't need to spend a whole lot of time. The thing I want to do is get on that boat, covertly wait until we can verify the types of crimes we're dealing with. From my overhearing, sounds like heavy weapons. And then when he gets back into town, we grab him.
And then how do we know he's not going to go to ground as soon as we start watching him?
Well, that's the nice thing. Again, there's almost nothing to tip him off. The only people who are going to know about this are the three of us and Light Show. And we don't even have to tell a judge, because we currently have an implicit warrant to do whatever we want, pretty much. So long as it's related to Mercury. So we have carte blanche to sneak into anywhere, and we don't have to tell a soul. Gwei has no way of knowing he needs to go to ground, and aside from that, my understanding is that Mercury is in a rush, which is going to make the whole operation sloppy. That's why his boys are chatty about it, because there's a lot to do in a short amount of time.
So you're going to sneak aboard this ship and be gone for its whole trip to Canada?
Yes, but I'm not going to be alone. See, Captain Gwei is pretty likely to know everybody aboard his ship. The crew can't be much larger than about 20 people or so, but the good news is it's a big ship because it's a cargo thing. So what I'm going to need is Light Show to hide us while we're aboard, and Flux to teleport us around.
You want the entire team to be on board this ship while it goes to Canada?
Yes, because Captain Gwei is a giant turtle weighing several hundred pounds. You can't tell from the computer-generated image there, but he's pretty big. We also don't know what other kinds of threats are going to be on board, and we intend to make an arrest after we've gathered up our evidence. That means it's going to take the team to get on there, stay concealed, and then make the arrest. It's not really something I can do independently.
Okay, and where do you see me fitting in?
During the infiltration? I don't. I can't think of a lot of ways that ice powers make passive observation any easier. Flux can move us around the place to keep us from getting spotted, Light Show can create illusions, and I've got super senses to know where to put us. And that's it. That's a complete team. You're free to do whatever business politics you usually do, and then you can join us when we get back to port.
You seriously can't think of any way that I could help a team during a long infiltration mission?
I honestly can't even imagine you staying quiet for an hour. You've never done this kind of work. Not seriously.
Neither has Flux, really.
Yeah, but Light Show has. And I have. And between the two of us, we have the seniority to guide him. We can't do anything about you. You're in charge.
I think you're neglecting the fact that you need to eat while you're stowed away on a shipping vessel. That's gonna mean you need an icebox. Gee, if only we had someone with ice powers.
There's such a thing as dry rations, Lowry. It's gonna be a miserable week, but it's not like we're gonna grill a raw steak, even if we could preserve one.
You're not thinking about chilled cucumbers, for example.
Wait, we have to hide aboard a ship for a week?
Yeah, roughly thereabout, I think.
Like, out of contact with everyone.
Yes, obviously.
My mom's not gonna like that.
Well, it's lucky we're not bringing her.
Can I call her? During the mission?
For what? Can your mom provide backup?
In her own way, she really does.
All right, great! Elvis wants to bring his mom and Lowry wants to bring himself. Should we include any other liabilities? Like a small child, perhaps? Or, I don't know, like maybe an unstable battery that'll catch fire if it gets wet? Surely we can think of easier ways to kill ourselves!
All right, relax. I'm not saying I want to be cooped up in a shipping container for a week. So if I'm not necessary, that's fine. Just pointing out that you're underestimating my value for the team. In fact, I bet the AI knows a way that I could make a contribution. Here, let
me... Why don't you ask it if you should stop huffing paint while you're at it?
The AI says that you're a genius businessman and negotiator, and that if you were caught during an infiltration mission, you could use that and your vast wealth to likely broker a deal or pay a ransom, making you a natural asset to any such mission.
See? This is great. This is amazing. See, according to this, you're just leaving an asset on the table with me.
We're talking about a guy who we're going to be on open waters with someone the FBI can't get a lead on because their leads go missing and...
Villages speak the language of money. That's common enough knowledge that even the computer understands it. But like I said, I really don't want to be aboard a ship all week, so this is fine.
I'd also like to request to not go with this mission.
Can you do it without Flux?
Can I get on board the ship and stay hidden for a week without Flux's ability to teleport us onto the ship undetected in the first place?
That is the question, yes.
I'm not sure the level of risk
okay,
that you're
fine.
Really...
Yes, good, shut up. I'm sorry, Flux, but this is important. If there's going to be weapon shipments from Mercury, it's going to be a big deal that we stop it.
But we don't even know for sure.
Flux, I understand, but nobody has been able to bust this guy before, so we're depending on you.
Okay, all right. If everybody needs me,